We're continuing reading from the Sefer Kitvuni Ledorot. Again, we're still in the Pshat according to the Chida. We're on page now, Pei Hey 85. Now, Hakdama Sefer Novlot Chochma. In the Hakdama, reading various Hakdamas over here, give us. It's interesting reading the Hakdamas. The introduction of these various Svarim give us a very true representation of what was happening in those times. Whilst they were writing, whilst they're publishing these great svarim, and they give us a very nice vantage point of how they saw the situation as it was, you know, many hundreds and hundred years ago, as they started, they weren't as sophisticated as these beautiful svarim that we have nowadays. You know, they were scratching, barely able to read the letters, and we're a bit spoiled over here. So, in one of the introductions of the svarim, it's called Novlot HaChokma, and Muva B'loshon. And there you'll find a letter which was written from written by the Shla Kodosh. He's very, very early, the Shla, from Yerushalayim. He was written a letter to the Gon Rav Meir Av Beis Din of Pozmala. I don't know who that is. A Chassid Rav Shmuel, Rav Meshulam Feivish. And therefore, they asked Bikshu Lehodio to explain Ezin Yanim Mechokhmat Arizal. They wanted to know some Kabbalah. They wanted to know any Indian of any. No, they weren't asking any particular Indian of Kabbalah, but rather they were just saying, we want to learn Kabbalah. Can you open up the doors? They were asking to the Shla. So the Shla answered them back, and he said. If you want this type of subject, I have to let you know something. There is a prohibition. There are amongst us this 10-year prohibition. Now, within this 10-year period, we are not allowed. This was taken on by the Talmidim of the Ariza, not to reveal this to anybody in Chutz La'aretz. Ve'elu anashim she'evu al kuntrosim v'chutz la'aretz kechoshu v'gonvu umalu b'cherem. And those people have smuggled out the holy writings of the Ariza are considered to be ganavim and being over the transgression of this prohibition of the cherem. And they are to be excommunicated. Aval ayoret dvar Hashem chalil lo la'avor al cherem gadol hazeh. But anybody's Yiras Shamayim would not be over, should not transgress this excommunication or this cherem. V'tama benimukam haya she'al yithalel bithalel. בחוכמת ארי זל שיורד לסוף דעתו בעצם החוכמה ידיעת ברורה כי לא יש נמצא בעולם לא בחוץ לארץ ולא בארץ ישראל. Because we cannot really fathom the depth of the Ariza. והעניינו כי היו לערב זל הרבה תלמידים. And the simple reason for this is that the Arab had many תלמידים, צדיקים, חסידים, קדושים לא יורדו לסוף דעת רבם Ala Barur, and we know for a fact, as it's written, that all these tzaddikim, even though they were great Talmid Chachamim, but they didn't fathom the depth of the learnings of the Ariza. The Gamlo Talmidim Muflagim Rav Rabbeinu Yaak Chaim Kalabriz Zal Asher Minuchato Kavod B'Kir Kodesh Damascus. V'ze Elokei Haya Memal B'Mokom Rav. So even the Talmidim that they were privileged to hear it from the mouth of Ari, and they were great, tremendous Talmid Chachamim. Even they themselves, we saw that they were not did not allow themselves to Megale reveal the great secrets of the Kabbalah. Rak asa chibur muflag nikra Ezra. What rather they put together, together a sefer called Etzchaim, and they gave it over and they said, okay, here, read it. V'tzava be'etz motor shlo yavo a sefer litfus v'lo yutukav. and even though that this was written down and formulated, nevertheless we know that the tzavah was the understanding was not to publish it, not to make it to, accessible to the mass public. But only you can go to these particular tzaddikim's houses and read them, those who had a handwritten copy. And when I went to Damascus, I went into this, his son's, the son of this great tzaddik, into his cheder. And I got a sefer. When I read this Etz Chaim, I found it very, very difficult to read. And first of all, because Hayaksav Sfardi, there was a different ksav which I wasn't used to. But you have to know that since the Torah was given, there's no other sefer compared to it. Hine kotev b'akdama amazhir leman אמונת השם יתברך על הקונטרסטים שנתפזרו ברוב העולם נקראים על שם ארי לשמר מהם במה שכותבים בעצם החוכמה אם לא בדברים שהם פשעים נעימים פסוקים או באיזה דרושים ואני הייתי בדמאסקס שני ימים and I myself was in Damascus for only 2 days כי אחר כך יצא השריה ורצרתי ללך and then my train was leaving and I had to quickly go my accompanying whatever he was traveling in and he was forced to go ובסבע הוא מבוררת חוכמה על פי הסדר and what I saw anyways in that quick glimpse that I had I saw that the chokhmah was well organized Rashi Prakim, Ayin Lorata Elokim Zulaticha, and very few people had privilege to see such a sefer. Because Eveni Hashem Yushalayim Yakodesh, Ani Kosaf Umitaveh Lizot Chokhmah. And finally, when I came to Yushalayim, I really had a craving and a deep love to learn this chokhmah. ויש בכאן הרבה חכמים גדולים וכולם יש קונטרס שנספשטו מתעמידיו and a lot I found from bumping into great Talmid Chachamim in Yerushalayim I found that each one had a various handwritten kuntras of the various Talmidim of the Ariza שמצאנו ראינו שהם בהרבה עניינים חלוקים but they were as opposed to Etz Chaim you know different subjects nothing in order particular לפי שהשגתנו באה כסת דברים המח ריבים עולמות. בכל מקום אנחנו יגיעם או מוצאים לפי שכלנו והשגתנו איזו השגה, אבל חלילה לנו להביא תחת הקולמוס. כי אולי חס ושלום משגהו, כמו שקרה בקדמוננו, בקצת עניינים, בקוטרסים. Nevertheless, even though these are written, but that is all that there is. That is all that there is, these various kuntrasim. But he says, Chaz Shalom, that we should go along, now start writing them, copying them, and adding, and so on and so forth, because we're bound to make huge mistakes. Ach Lashem, kivinu shihe eit shiitgale lanu sefer kadosh eloke anal, ki lekol zman ve'ez lekol chefetz. And we pray that Hashem should release and reveal to us this great book, which I was zochet to see for 2 days in Damascus. ובואם יזכני הקל כאשר קווה קוויתי אז בבד היותי הנדר דהיינו החרם הקודם הקדום ועד רב נעשה ההסכמה לזכות את רבים ואז אני מעלה רצון כבודיך ואחי בביאור ביד השם הטובה עליי But he says, my hands are tied right now because we're still in the cherem. Even though I have experience in these writings and I know I've seen a little bit and I've studied them, nevertheless I cannot afford to be over the cherem to reveal to you. Ad kan lishon. That's the end of the writing. So on page now, page zayin. Amidavrim elo, midvarim elo, says the author. Nidbar we see from this letter of the Shlan that he wrote to these two gedolim, לנו היטב מצב הכתבים גילו החוכמה שבין השנים שמעת שמעט פטירת ארי זל בשנת השין למד ה עד לפטירת הרב חיים ויטל בשנת שפ"ה, וקצת שנים מעבר לזה, מעבר לזה. So we see clearly that the matzav of the writings of the revelation of the Chokhma that there was between these two periods of the passing away of the Ariza, which was in Shin Lamed Hei, until the Petira of Rav Chaim Vital, which is Shin Pei Hei. That was like that was 50 years apart. B'ksat Shani Me'ava. Me'evil is it. ודבר ידוע הוא כי בהגיע את שמע החוכמה הנוראה והקדושה שגילה אריזה בקרב התלמידה מצפת לארצות האשכנזית איטלי ואיטלי בפחד בשעה הארצות בכלל נתעורו רבים וגם שלמים ברוב תשוקה כיסופים וחיבת קודש לחפש להשיג שמץ מנהיל. So as soon as they were niftar these gedolim, then it started spreading, and all the chachamim that had a hand on a little bit of the writings had a great thirst and to know more. Haritzu miktaveihem lechachmei eretz Yisrael bebikshu bebakashot v'tachniyot lizakot el kitvei hakabbalah shenitgalu bekirbam. כי כל האמורים. אכן, עניין החרם נזכר גרם לצמצום, למעל הספשטות הסודות החוץ לארץ, הקרוב שנת ה' שין פי. So nevertheless, even though it was seeping into ארץ ישראל from Damascus, the ספרים, and slowly but surely the חכמי ישראל, ארץ ישראל, were getting a handle on it, but nevertheless, in חוץ לארץ, until at least the year of ה' שין פי, nothing was spread into Chutz La'aretz. Olam me'az ve'ele, but from then onward, התחילו לספשת מעט מעט העתיקים שונים או משונים של הכתבים מייחסים לאריזל ולגוריו לחוץ לארץ. And then after that, it started spreading to Chutz La'aretz, בפרט הארצות אשכנז ואיטלי. In Ashkenaz and in Italy. ויתר מזה בזמן הארי רב צמח, והרב נוסן שפירה, והרמי פפירש, והמשה זקות הזל, התחילו להגיע גם מכתבים היותר מוסמכים, או מוסמכים לארצות השונות, וכבר היו להשיג, וישיג יד כל אדם בקבלו, בקלו. Then after that period, then it was well spread into חוץ לארץ, the חרם had stopped, and then everybody was able to access successfully get a copy of these Sfarim, Kitve Arizal. Hine mishanot atav ad from the years of Tav at Tavkuf hispashtu meod Kitve Arizal zal baolam. Then from that period, a lot of Ksavim starts spreading, pouring out. ולימודם על ידי ידי גדול ישראל המורים להם שמהם היו בכמה מחברים גדולים ומפרסמים, and also the גדולים got a hold of them, they started teaching them. אולם זה לעומת זה גם ערב רב עליי מהם והרבה בלתי רואים קבצו לדרוש המקבה שלא כדין ומהם יצאו אבות ותולדות להרס חומות הדת, and a lot of people which weren't Rui, they started learning it and they started writing things about it. ולייבש מעיין האמונה הצירופה כי ידעו ממעשה הצפי השבו שץ מחשמם והנחשים והגברים הנים שרי אך רב לבאר שחד בעוונות הרבים. And also the chapter Tzvi is referring to got a hold of these writings and used it unfortunately for the worst, as we know the whole story of the false Mashiach of chapter Tzvi. ואכן למפחי היטב הובה עומק עצתו של אותו זקן וחכם מופלג רב חיים ויטל וקדוש, and therefore the insight, we see the incredible insight of Rav Chaim Vital. He said that you shouldn't spread it. He knew what he was talking about, because if it falls in the wrong hand, people could think that they get powers and they become they think they're the Mashiach, and the Chorban that the Shabbat Tzvi did, bringing thousands of people into Eretz Yisrael Shelo Bizmano, and then finally converting to Muslim, which created a humongous Chilul Hashem. שכל כך חשש מספשטות וגילו החוכמה בלא עד ולא מצרים ולמרות גדרים סייגים ועזרות והוסיפו בתוספת מרובה על כל מה שנעשו הראשונים בעוונות הרבים עד עצם היום הזה שדה זה הפרוץ לו עדיין מרובה מהעומד. And even now today we have a lot of people which are using these ספרים even though they are not ready to use them. Okay, fine. We will stop here for today.